very good work rate, and I think everyone showed the effort. I'm very happy with the team that they battled until the end, and that's how it should be as well. You can always talk that can you defend better? Can you be better on the ball? But Tottenham is a good side with very good individual players, and I think both goals were good attacks from them, I think I can't ask more from the players. That I think I'm very happy with the performance.
There were a couple of decisions as well that didn't quite go the Albion's way. Sorry, possibly a penalty. What did you make of that?
I didn't see the situation that if it hit his arm or hand or not, but the referee is much closer, and I guess he didn't see it as well. He didn't see it either because he didn't give it. So, nothing to complain.
Let's go back before the match. Christian Walton in the side. What's the problem with David Stockdale?
He had a problem with his finger. So that was the reason that Chris played, and he's not an easy place for the first game, and he did brilliantly. I think he will remember this day for the rest of his life, and playing here and playing well. Of course, he couldn't do anything with the goals, but when he needed to be there, he was there. So I'm very happy with this performance.
And you showed a lot of trust in him. He's a young goalkeeper.
Yeah, he's a young goalkeeper, and he's one of the young goalkeepers in England who has a chance to play in the highest level. And he has improved already these months what I've been here. And hopefully we can work in hard enough that he keeps improving.
You gave plenty of players a chance tonight, and maybe a bit of a selection headache for Saturday.
Yeah, I think all who were on the pitch did well, but we have to remember that we play a lot of games, and we need to now. I have a few days time to think about the lineup for Saturday.
One or two injuries. It looked like Kasengula Walua was hobbling when he came off. Sammy, what can you tell us about that?
I think he had a bang on something, but it was the end of the game. We were bringing Maka on anyway, so it was, and I don't think it's serious. So.
How important is it now the Albion can carry this form forward into Saturday?
Yeah, we lost tonight, so we don't carry that form ahead. But I think we can take a lot of positives out of this performance and learn from this performance that if everyone in the league games put that kind of effort in which we had tonight, and that's being a professional football player, that when you are on the pitch you'll give every inch of you what you have, and that's very important that the players understand what it's all about. Of course, in our league we have maybe a little bit more possession than what we had tonight, but when we are not in possession, if everyone keeps putting that kind of effort in what they did tonight, then we'll start to win games instead of drawing them.
And how good is it for the players to play against players of this quality?
I think it's a good test. It's a good challenge, and to see where they are, and maybe to see which areas they need to improve, and that's very important for as a player as well, to sometimes to play this kind of games and to see top players, and you are playing against top players, and how difficult it is and where you have to improve.
4,000 Albion supporters came up from the south coast. The traffic was awful. Their support was fantastic. What did you make of it, Sammy?
Great. I loved it. I loved it from the kickoff until the end. They kept singing, and that was great. And it's something that I knew that there was going to be a lot of fans here, but this one I didn't expect, and I think the support was excellent.